For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you once again for joining me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Very excited that you decided to tune in once again, and I hope you're going to the website to register for our The Book of James classes that we're about to do in September. It's beginning September the 10th, three Monday nights. I will be teaching The Book of James. Incredible topics come out of that book. Trials and temptations, relationships, conflicts, humility, the widow, the orphan, goodness, the finances, true faith. It's just so rich. I don't have my notes in front of me, but I just know so much of it because I've taught it over the years, and I absolutely love it. It's a serious book, isn't it? James was the half-brother of Jesus, and he was taking over that church at Ephesus. And he faced many things in that church that we face today. So it's just solid Bible teaching. We'll be right here in Metairie, Louisiana, on camper. We're using the facilities of Parkway Presbyterian Church. Men and women, you'll see photographs on the website, but you do need to register because I will provide you with notes. And registration is free. We take a $2 donation for the use of the facility, and then I take an offering for the ministry, but I would love for you to come out. We have people that they come from everywhere for this. It's so much fun. You'll meet brand new people, and then we dig right into it. The Book of James, beginning at 7 p.m., three Monday nights, September 10th, 17th, and 24th. I hope to see you there. Well, we're getting through this. I may have to even put another week onto this, but boy, these are important, aren't they? Hindrances to answered prayer. We opened up with talking about our first hindrance was prayerlessness, not praying. You believe in God, but you just feel like you can get along without Him, so you don't need to go to Him and pray. God set prayer up. Number two, we talked about unbelief. You're not praying in faith. You're kind of hoping and a wishing and a begging. Faith is when God stirs you to ask. God has stirred you to ask because you've been spending time with Him, and you now know what to ask for, and then your faith is built up. That's just the opposite of unbelief. But if you're praying in unbelief, that's a hindrance to answered prayer. We talked about unconfessed sin and disobedience. Very important. I exhorted you all yesterday, you know, get alone with God. Search your life. Search your heart. When you're praying, is there something that continuously comes up and you know you need to deal with it? And I just said, go for it, man. Get it out. Do it. Repent. Let God give you a new beginning. And then you'll get answers to your prayers. Number four, hindrance to answered prayer. This is a biggie. Well, they're all biggies, but I see this one a lot. Unforgiveness, brothers and sisters. Unforgiveness. In fact, one author says, an unforgiving spirit is one of the most common hindrances to prayer. Why? Because the spirit of prayer is a spirit of love. You're praying because God taught you to pray. It was His idea. He said, pray this way, our Father who is in heaven. And you open up with just relationship, don't you? And so unforgiveness is just not good. You don't get answered prayer that way, and it hurts you more than the other person. But Mark 11:25, when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also who is in heaven will forgive you your trespasses. Matthew 18:35, we are to forgive from the heart, genuinely, without limit. Because God has so graciously forgiven us. Matthew 6:14-15. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Oh boy, this next part. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive you your sins. Unforgiveness is a major hindrance to answered prayer. We're getting through these. I have six more to go. Join me tomorrow on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.